There's an intriguing story behind this gift. If you've received it, the story has come to you. So you are part of the story. Perhaps you're in your car or sitting quietly at home listening through your headphones. Anyway, someone has given you the gift. A long time ago, it wasn't a CD, an MP3, or even a simple file to download. It was a cassette. And the cassette bears its own story. In 1995, when Yannick Wermuth, now the founder of LibreEntreprise.com, was honing his entrepreneurial skills, someone gave him a cassette. Fascinated, the young man listened to it once, twice, 100 times. For years, it was his daily companion in the car. It was his source of strength. And one day, it would spur him to create his own business. Unfortunately, one day he lost it without ever learning the author's name. In 2003, his dream came to fruition when he launched LibreEntreprise.com, a company destined to become one of the leading francophone organizations in its field. The years passed and he never forgot the cassette, but it was nowhere to be found. Until one day, the quest came to an end. A couple of years ago, Yannick was meeting with one of his author collaborators when the conversation turned to the works and sources of inspiration that have impacted their respective paths. Suddenly, his friend interrupted him, stood up and said, "Wait, there's something you've absolutely got to listen to. It's a cassette I've kept because it has left an indelible mark on my life and influenced everyone who's ever had the chance to hear it." No sooner was the cassette in the deck and Yannick heard the first notes that he realized he had finally found the lost gift. Overjoyed by the unexpected discovery, he began searching for the unknown author to do an updated version. His goal was simple. Never would this text, this gift, be lost again. The story might go from hand to hand in many forms, but it would survive. It took Yannick a few months to find the author, Marc Debordes, who was amazed that anyone would be so eager to contact him to ask for authorization to re-edit the text he had written almost in a single draft on one sleepless night 18 years ago. The story crossed the Atlantic when Yannick asked his friend singer-songwriter Christian Sbroka to compose and produce original music for the new edition. Christian then looked for a narrator to tell the story. That's when he passed me the torch. I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Peter Miller, and I have the privilege of offering you this gift.